You're traveling through another dimension, a dimension comprised of knowledge, opinions, and entertainment. A journey on a virtual information highway into a wondrous land whose boundaries are more distant than the outer reaches of the Twitter sphere. Your next stop, The Trend Zone.
Hello and welcome to The Trend Zone. Dave here with Casey, and each week at the Football Radio Show, we give you our expert insight, analysis, and opinions of the top trending stories in the NFL. Are you ready, brother?
Hold on, let me check. Yeah, I do believe I am ready, sir.
Right. Let's get things going. Next stop, The Trend Zone. Casey, before we get into the show, though, do you have a tasty nug for the peoples out there?
Oh, yeah, Dave, I got nugs for the peoples. You know, way back in week three of the preseason, I don't know if you can remember that far back, but it looked like for the Broncos, Eagles, and Cowboys, it was going to be Sanchez, Bradford, and Romo. You might be hitting the nugs because now it is Simeon, Wentz, and Prescott, but those are all young quarterbacks, but those teams are 8-1, and last week those three QBs combined for 8 TDs, over 850 yards, no interceptions. Matter of fact, Dave, Wentz, 102 attempts. Prescott, 99 attempts, have the most pass attempts without an interception to start a career in NFL history, baby. That is pretty good.
Oh, dude, that is sweet. You know, a lot of people complaining about the lack of quarterbacks in this league. Suddenly, a nice influx of brand new young talent. This is exciting, isn't it?
Oh, big time, dude. You'd want to throw, you know, Carr, Bortles, and cats like that into the mix, too, man. I think we're finally seeing some good QBs running around.
Yeah, and Tannehill, Casey.
Oh, Tannehill, baby. Tannehill.
Just throwing it out there.
Depends which week it is.
All right, Case. The all-injury team, dude. And we've been talking about this for years now, but the injury rate in the NFL has not subsided at all. It is going strong, man. And it continues to be devastating in the NFL right here, dude. I mean, one after another.
Big time. Dude. Yeah. I mean, J.J. Watt, dude, maybe one of the biggest names in the NFL, if not definitely the biggest defender in the NFL, dude. With that bad back, they're saying that he could potentially miss the rest of the season. Man, that is a brutal loss for a Houston Texans team that's coming off a beatdown at the hands of the Patriots. Not good news. Houston, we have a problem.
Yeah, no wonder he's been a non-factor so far. We don't know exactly when that injury took place, but wow, what a devastating loss for a Houston defense. And talking about devastating losses, might not seem as devastating as the J.J. Watt one, but for the Chargers, my Chargers, Manti Te'o blows the Achilles. That's three straight weeks the Chargers have lost a starter. Manti calls the plays on defense. He was becoming a leader and a strong contributor on that defense, so it does actually hurt that Chargers defense quite a bit, man.
Yeah, your boy Perriman's really going to have to step up without Te'o there. And then you run over to the Bears, Jeremy Langford. He's got a sprained ankle. He's going to miss a little time. But Shane Vereen for the Giants, bro, torn tricep. He's done for the year.
Dude, brutal, brutal. And then your favorite guy and mine, D'Angelo Hall, tears up the ACL. He'll be done for the year, obviously, ACL season ending.
And then Russell Wilson and Dez, dude, they're trying to get on the team. I'm saying, no, we have no room for you guys here. Do not get on this team, man. Heal up and stay far away, dude.
All right, let's move it along, Casey. The go-back start of the week that the fans clamor for this, and we give them what they want, Casey. Yeah, I'll get this thing started, though, dude, because mine is a super double go-back, dude, because I'm a bit desperate. My team 0-2, had I done my go-backs from week 1 and 2, I would be 2-0, and with this go-back, I could be 3-0, but if I would have benched both my starting running backs, Matt Forte and Matt Jones, the Matt brothers should have seen the bench for Darren Sproles and Charles Sims. It would have been a difference of 23 points, and I lost by 21. I would have won the third straight. I'd be 3-0, man. The alternate
dude,
universe me.
Get Sims in there, bro. We've talked about this for weeks now.
I know. I had a chance last week when I should have put him in for Adrian Peterson. And I didn't learn my lesson, Casey. What do you got for people?
You just don't know which running backs to play. You know, let me break it down for you. It's just this simple. You know, your boy Melvin Gordon had been doing so well on my bench. I decided to sit Shady McCoy and put Gordon in.
Well done, sir. You cursed my guy, Melvin.
Yeah, dude. He didn't have a terrible day, 13.8, but Shady went off, dude, 23.6. I had another 20-plus point running back on the bench, Kristen Michael. He was there for 23. But I did play Zeke, who did go off, but it was Garrett that poached my touchdowns. He took them away from Zeke, so I'm kind of blaming Coach Garrett on that one. But Dave, in my other league, and I know you care so much about my other league.
Yeah, everyone does, Casey.
rolling into Monday night, dude, with a 4-point deficit, but I got Julio Jones in a PPR. I
should be
cool, man. Yeah, Falcons put up 41 points.
Hey, Matt Ryan was spraying the ball all around, dude. Spraying the ball. One of them had to hit Julio, right?
Only one did, dude. One for 16. I ended up losing. So brutal, man. I was profanity-laced tirade at my 48-inch Vizio.
I'm sure the little one had her earmuffs on, though, of course, right?
That's right. Earmuffs. Earmuffs. Daddy bought the football. All right, Dave. Well, at least I survived in my first fantasy, not my other league, but survivor pick. Did you survive this week?
Oh, yeah, dude. I confidently took your Dallas Cowboys.
I knew it.
Yeah. Crushed the Bears without the starting quarterback Cutler in the lineup, and Hoyer was in there. But the Cowboys just got out in front and got it done. They crushed them. They won 31-17. I wasn't sweating one bit. What about yourself?
The borderline from Dave Mustaine. Sweating bullets, dude. Oh man! After I got jammed last week with the Seahawks. This week, I was like, it's a no brainer. The Miami Dolphins over the Cody Kesslers there on the road, man. It was not looking good, dude. But the Dolphins finally won in OT, so I stay alive. But how about Terrell Pryor, dude?
Wow,
it's the first player to have at least 120 receiving yards, 30 passing yards, and 20 rushing yards in a single game since the late, great Hall of Famer Frank Gifford did it way back in 1959. Dude, TP has finally found a home, it looks like, and man, he was balling out in this game, dude.
No doubt. Hugh Jackson has always had his eye out for Terrell Pryor, and obviously he's found himself a spot, and Hugh Jackson knows how to get guys out on the field and make them productive. So awesome for Terrell Pryor there. You know, whatever he ends up doing for that team, he could be that multi-purpose gadget guy. It's pretty exciting.
Yeah, but he could not make that Kessler run in 12 parts. You know what I'm talking about, baby. Come on.
I was talking about the Kessler effect. You weren't buying it. You know what? That would have been funny, though. Oh, not so much funny, because so many people did take Miami Dolphins. That was one of the more popular picks. So it would have been a pretty devastating blow to many people out there. All right, Case.
Three strikes rocks.
That's right. The three strikes keeps us alive. All right, Case. We'll move it on. The week four matchups are pretty exciting, as always. We'll touch on a couple of them here. Get us going here. First off, it's the Colts favored by 2.5 at the Jacksonville Jaguars. Whoa! They're in London, brah.
Yeah, and the reason we're talking about this game is because it takes up that 6:30 a.m. slot. We actually get a four banger for Sunday. That's why it is one of the best weekends. Colts found offense late, man. They've really been struggling. Andrew Luck's getting the crap beat out of him, but unfortunately they were able to beat your Chargers late there. But the Jags, dude, is just not there. We thought they were going to take the step this year. We put them in there, and so far no results.
Yeah, tough start for the Jags, man. They got a lot of talent. They just got to put it together. Still time this year, though.
They're the official home team there in London, so maybe they'll get a win in front of their peeps. But up next, Dave, Carolina Panthers at the first place Atlanta Falcons. Panthers are 3-point favorites, man. Still bruised up from last week.
Yeah, bruised egos and, yeah, bruised up on the field. That Vikings team manhandled them after spotting them 10 early. This Panthers team coming out the gates a little bit rugged here, but this Falcons team really lit it up on Monday night, putting a ton of points on the board. Their offense is purring. And, yeah, this is going to be a fun football game because the Panthers, you know, divisional games are always tough. Panthers do not want to drop another one right now to this first-place Falcons squad, man. It's going to be a good game.
And the Falcons, dude, putting up all those points. Granted, it was against the Saints, but they did it without Julio Jones. Oh, am I still bitter about that? Maybe just a little bit.
A wee bit. All right, on Sunday Night Football, Casey, they've got a brilliant game, an AFC showdown. This is a playoff preview, perhaps, as the Steelers, favored by 5.5, go to Kansas City, a tough place to play, where it gets pretty loud. They're going to take the Chiefs on.
Yeah, that's crazy that the Chiefs are 5.5-point dogs at home, man. But, the Steelers got absolutely pummeled.
Wow.
last week by the Eagles, man. And so you know Tomlin is going to let them know about it. And we're going to see Mr. Le'Veon Bell back in this game. You're going to see a heavy dose of that guy. So that is bad news for the Chiefs. But the Chiefs looked great beating the Jets last week. Picked Fitzpatrick 6 times. And Spencer Ware, dude, this cat is a bona fide playmaker, dude.
Damn, no doubt. I mean, it's, you know, Charles is back, but they're going to have to divvy that out there. And Le'Veon Bell's back, but the way D'Angelo's been playing, they're going to have to, you know, share those carries too. So it's going to be fun to watch to see what happens with those running back groups.
Yeah, one of those guys has got to show up on the other side of AB, though, man. Wheaton or Coates or Aaron Rodgers. Someone's got to start being that dude.
No
but
doubt.
Again, dude. Monday night, brother, we got a sweet game. The New York Giants at the Minnesota Vikings, and the Vikings are 4.5-point favorites at home.
Yeah, wow. And the Giants drop a tough one on Sunday. And the Vikings, the way they're playing right now, holy moly, that defense is winning games all by itself. And what if Sam Bradford and that Norv Turner offense starts clicking? This team could really, really be exciting. But this is going to be a big challenge when the Giants come in. But I love that shiny new stadium that the Vikings are sporting there. It's going to be a wild crowd. Ba-ba! Papa, move the chains, baby.
It's going to rock. I cannot wait, man. Those are it's interesting, man. This Viking squad, dude, a month ago, it looked like it was, you know, lights out for those guys. You said he'd be going down.
Yeah, and Andrew Peterson going down. Holy moly, they responded very well.
And the Giants, dude, one field goal away from being undefeated. So,
bam. It's going to be a good game.
No more tears from Bex on Monday night, though.
All right. That is going to do it for this episode of The Trend Zone. Don't forget, visit us often at footballradioshow.com. He's Casey. I'm Dave. We are out of here.